Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Oh shit, we're live. Heads up, Joey. Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts on this boygob.com. But not only that, we're also on the DWN Productions THC podcast, Terrible Horror Crap podcast Facebook page, and the YouTube page. Fancy Dan. Joe, I think my voice sounds great. And I'm ready to go today. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to share this thing, I guess, to my page. I don't know.
You just go, you hit the share button, yeah. And then it'll pop up. You want to share it? And you say, fucking sure, I do. And then it'll share. And then you and I can have a conversation.
But is it sharing to my page? What the fuck?
It is sharing to your page. If you hit share, it will pop up and say, do you want to share this? And you say yes. And then you are done. And then the conversations will happen. And there will be unity and celebration in the streets. And everybody will eat cake and have pie if they so desire. And ice cream of your choice, as long as you only like vanilla. Are you good now, sir?
No, I'm trying though. It told me you can't go live. I am live.
You show them how the Facebook. Fuck about that.
The workaround or a reach around, as you call it. Yeah.
Oh shit, I gotta do it with this hand. I don't know. The frame's fucked.
Tom told me to post this.
Thank you. Hello. So Joe, conversations. Let's have one. Yes. Did you have a weekend?
I did have a weekend, Tom. I got to hang out with a bunch of horror fans and mask fans, especially fans of masks. You know, people got a lot of free hoodies, not hoodies, koozies. But they didn't get one of these. You know, if they were old GDWN fans and supporters,
they got one of those.
They'd have one of these.
But they're not. So no, fuck you.
They're not. Houston Horror Film Festival, ironically in Houston, or appropriately, I guess.
Ironically.
Tony, Scott, everybody else.
Tony, Scotty.
Scotty, Scary Daddy. They did a...
And don't forget about Billy. And then, Billy? Excuse me, hold on.
Well, Billy Stewart.
Sorry, involved, I'll be coughing with a... shitty voice this episode for some reason.
I do a lot of these shows, and this, for being their first one, you know, was really well organized. They did a good job, man.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I took a little something extra back with me.
I was a little dubious about that tent that they had set up outside, you know, because it was really fucking hot when we got there, but we ended up hanging out there by the tent. Two nights in a row, so
We didn't. Nah. The last, like, I just started hanging out at, outside the conventions and shit within the last few years. Before that, I would always be the, all right, I'm just going to go in to eat and then go to sleep and get ready for the big next day. I've learned that you got to go hang out and get drunk with people to make these conventions and all of that stuff.
Exactly. You know, there's some people that only know you through their site, you know, through your site. Like, hey, I ordered this shit from you. Oh, thanks. You know, it's nice to thank you people that, that support us, you know, with the, we see your names on an order form and we're just trying to get the orders out as quick as possible. So, you know, we don't remember what you order. So sorry, but no, it's good to talk to you guys and thanks for the support and everything. But
and everything
the show was good, you know. At the last day they were showing off your trophies to some people that make films and stuff, you know, like
they're not my trophies, they're the winner's trophy
anymore. That's true. Didn't see any films, but you spent time in a screening room.
Yeah, so you know, this was the same place they had the pop-up markets before, the ones where Joe and I fell down drunk at. And we'd always just bring our cooler into the lounge area and drink. But this time around, some guy, he was walking up. He wasn't a big guy, but he was like doing this shit like, all right, I'm going to be stern to this fucking idiot. And he's like, hey, you can't be here with that. You got to go. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you can't bring your own alcohol in here. I was like, what are you talking about? We did it all the time. I've never even seen you before. Like, no, you got to go on the second floor if you want. He was like being all stern and shit. Like, all right. So we just went up on the second floor really with no problem. Not for him to do all this shit about. Because, yeah, of course, we'll just fucking go up. So we went up to the second floor and then we just like stood by the railing looking over the lounge and drinking, just staring at the guy. And the novelty of that wore off in like a minute. It's like, all right, what the fuck are we doing here? So we seen an empty screening room. So we went in there and drank for a minute. And I mean, that kind of sucked. So we ventured outside to the old party tent and drank out there for hours. Unfortunately, you were already asleep on this night.
I was done. I was done early that night. I'd got up at 5 to make the drive out there and started drinking shortly after we got there, which was at about 11. And so I was done pretty quick, but that's okay. I needed my rest for the big Saturday, you know, for more drinking.
We missed a good time. I got pretty drunk. A whole group of us, Lori, I, Lisa, I think Charlie was out there. I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
Tony was out there. His husband or fiance, whatever the fuck. Couple people, I don't know, I was pretty drunk, like I said, and there was a gazebo, and then like right there 6 inches away was the party tent. So the speakers were like right there and they were playing a bunch of dum, dum. I can't do it, but you know, like that shake your fucking ass music shit.
And I was just talking like, the shake your ass music or the glow stick spin around on strings music.
I mean, it's all kind of the same shit, right?
I don't know.
I mean, just that kind of beat shit. You know, I mean, I don't get too deep with music to begin with, but I was drunk. So I'm just like, I'm going to go over there and tell them to turn it down.
Like an old man, Kyle.
So I did. And then there was a, hey, Tony. And then they were just up here dancing. I'm just like, yeah, well, now I'm talking to Tony. And if you want, I'll go get him. So I went and got him. And he was just like, man, just put on whatever the fuck Tom wants. He's drunk. I'm sure he's just doing some code to be like, let's do whatever the fuck this idiot wants. And then he's like, hey, Tom, what do you want on? And like, I was going to say, put on Deathbed. But I'm just like, quit sucking your own dick, dude. But hey, did you see the video for that?
I was telling everybody about it that would come by the table. No, I didn't. I haven't seen the video.
It's either. Good. It's good.
Where could I find that if I did want to watch it?
YouTube.com. Look up Allah Zul Elu, A-L-L-A-Z-U-L-E-L-U, Deathbed.
Can you spell that backwards?
And as long as you have a YouTube account and you're over the age of 18, you can watch it. So I was just like, oh shit, all right, yeah, I'm not gonna blow myself today. And I was just like, all right, put on King Gordy, Howl at the Moon. And then they were just looking at me like I was a fucking idiot when this guy, and this fucking, it was like, all right, Tom, go, just fucking go, you dumb bastard. yeah, I was just trying, you turn your fucking party down, you dickhead.
Yeah, so it was good, yeah, hanging out with the Horrorholics and spend a lot of time with them on Saturday evening. They were up pretty late with us.
Yeah, speaking of hanging out with the Horrorholics Saturday evening, maybe you hear my voice. I'm not going to mention who, but one of the all of the Horrorholics, I'll say, like to get really close to you and say stuff. Since we're outside drinking, no one's wearing a fucking mask, and I just feel a fucking spit drop like go, ooh, and land right inside of my fucking nose. And then I no-sold that shit like a motherfucker. But in my head, I was just like, oh, god damn it, you son of a fucking bitch. And the next morning, wake up with a sinus infection.
You sound kind of phlegmy tonight.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, I brought something back. Sure, it could be the coronavirus. Or, you know, you haven't been around people for fucking months and months and at conventions. Either way, most times you get something.
Yeah, I think Lisa ate a bottle of vitamin C as soon as we walked into the house.
Yeah, I did the same. I've been doing C and D and then sinus pills. Probably like you. Oh, I'll just treat it like I have the coronavirus. And then tomorrow actually get the thing and be like, oh my God.
Fuck, I'm in bed for a week.
No, I'm not going anywhere, so I don't give a shit. Anybody in Texas who wanted their fucking vaccines got it. So it is what it is. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I think I'm immune for 2 more months.
Nice. Or
some people say forever. I don't know. It changes every day.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume if you have it, if you got it, there's no reason to get the vaccine. I would figure it's better than getting the vaccine.
Right.
I would assume.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just make t-shirts.
Do they crack though?
No.
Hold that thought, Joe. You like t-shirts that don't crack, motherfuckers? Look at this shit. Can you see that? Let's bring that shit down there. Look at that fucking idiot. We're gonna talk about him later. Do you like that shit? You head on over to fastcustomshirts.com. Type in CD in the search box and get yourself one of these motherfuckers.
I would type in compact disc.
I would type in compact fucking disc.
Or type in boy gob because you got the boy gob shirt.
You want a boy gob shirt?
But you missed out on the purple ones, that's for sure.
No, you want a purple one? I got a few sizes.
Thank you, Glenn. Hit me up
and get that fucking purple shit. However...
And it is Pride Month, Mike.
However, if you want to be like Mike the Mick and not like that sumbitch Kyle, you can get that black shit. FastCustomShirts.com. Find the search box. Type in boy gob. Get that shit. Great shirts. Great quality. They don't crack. And although in the winter... if you get them wet and you're below sub-zero temperatures for a while, they probably will shatter.
They probably will, yeah. You can take a hammer to it and it's just going to fall right apart, like Mr. Glass. Yeah, the show was good. And, you know, kudos. And I guess the pop-ups really helped them iron out the kinks or whatever they would have had with just going in and doing a show for the first time. But... not that they're
getting the word out.
Yeah, and not that they're amateurs at it. They saw a lot of the mistakes that Comic Palooza was making by working with those guys. So, you know, they...
yeah, because Scott works with them, so he knows that shit.
Yeah, and well, just
before
about...
before I forget, Troy, he's fucking... we don't say his name, but he helps out with that shit, too. He's Tony's buddy. I think him and Troy, they were the two people who started it out. I want to say Tony's fucking husband, fiance, I don't know if they're married yet or whatever, but I think his name's Justin. He said it twice, terrible with names, but if I'd guess, I'd say it was those three dudes. And then the Scary Daddies came on board with them. So now I think it's a five-man team.
So Scott has his own podcast, nowhere near as good as this one, but it's a Scary
Daddies
podcast. Right, exactly. Yeah, I think we're going to
get yours, the award. Motherfuckers watching this shit, not yours.
That's why y'all are watching, to get tips and shit.
In now, your I'll ass.
Give you the tip, you motherfuckers.
Boy, got not yet.
No. Got to build up.
Yeah. I had a good time. Shout out to everybody. I don't really want to say names because I always fucking forget somebody.
People not to forget, like more than half of them.
Yeah, so just everybody, all you motherfuckers. I remember 18 years ago when Tony first approached you and I separately, not like we're a fucking unit or anything.
We're not together.
But I was at your on your couch.
Right.
Ironically. And then we were kind of both like, I don't know, first year shows and the film festival.
Because traditionally, first-year shows suck. They do. And when you attach a film festival on it, it's usually just the filmmakers that go and nobody else. You know, and they don't have money to spend. They're fucking filmmakers.
Not just filmmakers, but independent filmmakers.
Indie filmmakers, yeah. They're not going to like fucking start an Indiegogo so they can have money to spend in the merch room or anything. You know, of course, I think that's what they do with the money. But anyway... I didn't get to see any of the films, but congratulations to you filmmakers that won. Not that you're listening to this, but whatever.
Yeah, they showed us. They said, we'll show you, you fucking idiots.
Yep.
It was like, yeah, well, you did. So great. I appreciate you having me. I don't know about Joe, but I will be happy to continue making your trophies and show up if you will allow it. So,
oh yeah,
thank you, appreciate it for sure.
Yes, Houston for sure needed something like that because there has been attempts at doing some kind of horror in the past, and yeah, they were not good attempts. So you guys did it.
That'll do, yeah. Pig. Yeah. That'll do.
We'll but enough that of that later too. This is a movie podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Kind of started out that way, but I'd say it morphed into something else.
Yeah, probably. But you watched some shit. I didn't.
Yeah. Shit. You ever see Dream House?
Is that the one with one of the Quaid dudes?
No, it's a Chinese movie, I'm pretty sure. Not to sound like a fucking racist or nothing, but it was one of those people.
I don't think I have.
It's I want to say modern. I think it came out 10, maybe more. My brain's a little shitty with time.
Well, but, maybe that's why I haven't seen it, because I don't go to fucking Circuit City and buy the Asia Extreme movies.
You're gonna change your tone when I tell you who put it out, you fuck.
Tartan Asia
Extreme. IFC. This was in the time when IFC was putting out the good shit.
Maybe I do have it and never watched it.
Maybe.
Possibility.
Motherfucker.
Was buying them faster than I could watch. And IFC Midnight, they're the shit, man.
They were. Once in a while, they'll still put out a good one, but it's just everything now. It's just like, why make something worth a fucking put this money into it when you're only getting 6 cents a fucking hour off of Amazon?
Well, all their shit goes to Shudder now, too, so, you know, that's...
Why waste your money making a movie when you're only going to get 3 cents for every 3 hours someone watches your movie on Shudder? Hey, speaking of Shudder, man, they got this good documentary. It was crowdfunded, and then they made a part two.
Yeah, there's times when you could tell these people, they've never heard this podcast.
They're not one of the seven. In my head, I was just like, oh, fuck, gotta say, hey, is it on Shudder, you fuck? Yeah. Oh, shit. the fuck was I talking about? Something. Dream House. Yeah, it's in China, I'm guessing. I watched half of it. This was one of the ones that I pulled to see, all right, am I going to keep this? I haven't watched it in a while, but I mean, I bought it for some reason. So I got halfway through and I was just like, I want to finish this. So it's good. It's like a real brutal slasher movie. The effects are probably why I'm keeping it and shit. It's, excuse me. There's no subtitle. Sorry, I'm dying. There's no subtitles, but it's good. It's fucking, if you like brutal slasher movies and you like reading books, give it a shot.
Like, so there are subtitles. There's no dubbing, is what you're saying.
Yeah, my bad. The fucking virus is affecting my brain. I guess. Your
thought patterns or whatever.
Hey, you know what we didn't talk about? Green beans.
Green beans. Yes. Yes. So we went out for some Mexican food. Mary, who's on the chat right now, picked a place which I thought was outstanding, Mary. Really good. Really good tortillas. Really good enchiladas. Yeah. Fuck yeah. But Tom, he ordered some fucking vegan taco plate or some shit.
So we went to, I guess, what would be called a taqueria in Texas. But it's just pretty much just a Mexican restaurant. So what does taqueria mean? A taco house?
Yeah, taco hut, whatever.
Okay. So at the old taco hut, I said, you know what? I'm going to get tacos. So I did. I got the cracker fucking, or the gringo tacos, whatever it's called in fucking Machete's cookbook, where it's just the fucking crispy tacos Taco Bell made famous, which I also learned in Machete's cookbook. But yeah, it was fucked up. I'm not a big fan of like the peas and the carrots and the corn and the rice.
Right.
But, you know, going to these places, I've kind of learned to accept it and be like, oh, you just put some salsa on that shit. It'll be fine. But, you know, look at the cans when you buy the vegetable medley and don't get the shit with green beans in it and then mix it in with your taco meat and shit. I mean, the meat, it wasn't great. The lettuce, the tomatoes, I loved fucking getting those saladas, but it's not. It's fucking just this little bit of lettuce and tomatoes they give you. But I love taking those tomatoes and dipping it in the beans and eating it like that. That shit was fucking awesome. But green beans aside, the rest was fucking garbage. Like, I'm a big fat guy, and there was, I'd say, a taco and a half left on that fucking plate. They're like, hey, big fat guy, are you done? Yeah. Oh, I'm done, bud. Then I was just in a shit mood for like fucking an hour. And then,
It's because we left. You thought, well, fuck it. Well, there's a McDonald's right down the street. We'll go that way. But you didn't go that way.
Because I was fucking steaming in my head. I was just like, God damn it. I didn't eat all fucking day. I was ready to go eat. And they fucked me. How do you fuck up regular ass tacos? How is this worse than Taco Bell? How is this worse than what a cracker makes it?
Shit, what I got was good.
Yeah, well, I should have fucking got something else.
Yeah. Well, you'll know next time.
There won't be a fucking next time. Never again. Joe, you're my buddy. But I don't think we can go out to eat anymore.
I'm okay with that. Really, yeah. Because even when you pick some fucked up joints, you know.
Well, like Taco Cabana?
No, I'm talking about when we go to a restaurant to eat. It's like fucking
that Chicago House, Italian beef was great.
House of Hoagies.
Jersey Mike's is awesome.
And that other Mexican restaurant, that place.
Oh, that one was shit. But that was the only place around there I knew with a bar.
That was next to
Rusty. Hey, you fuck. At least they had alcohol. Not at this taqueria where everyone was drinking water.
Yeah, that was kind of odd for a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear the guff, boy. What you want, good food, or you want to get drunk, you fucking drunk? Which one is it?
Both?
No, you pick one, you fucking drunk. You know what it is.
So Dream House, I didn't put it in the for sale box. I'm going to watch it again, and I would recommend it. It's, I guess prices are so high, she's can't afford it. So she finds people with nice houses or apartments and then kills them and then lives in it for a day and moves on. Real nutty bitch, this one. I don't know what her name is. Let's call her Chun-Li.
Biling.
She was like, I didn't talk to her or anything. Yeah, she's a fucking, I didn't even have to talk to her. No, just know she's a weird bitch. Just seeing these fucking pictures of her from the show and just seeing her there, fucking weird. I don't know. Like, I have the movie Dumplings. That's like my, if anybody said, what's your most fucked up movie you've seen? That's my go-to. I didn't give a fuck to meet her and anything. But the last day, fucking Firestar from Spider-Man and his amazing friends just fucking flew in for some reason. So I had to get on that.
But, I was supposed to get an autograph for Roop on the Friday the 13th video game because so was some chick in there that did the voice of something. I don't know, probably Jason's voice, but I forgot all about it. So sorry, Roop. I owe you, buddy.
You some bitch.
When I see this lady again, whoever she may be, I'll get that autograph for you.
Oh, you talk about the ever so photogenic Ginger Lynn, whose picture definitely won't be used as the image for this podcast.
She's got a bit of mileage on her, man. She was really cool. She came and spent some money at my table, and you know, she's having fun. The person that really looked out of it a lot of the time was Linnea Squiggly.
Like, no, no, there was another one doing the old hooker, the 5 a.m. hooker walk everywhere.
I don't know who that was. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. You've seen her. You commented on it when you seen her fucking walking out the place. I forget her name, but I think she was in that episode, the Larry Cohen episode of Masters of Horror. She was at the very beginning.
The Deer Woman? No, that's not Deer Woman.
No, no. The Pick Me Up where the, like, it started, the bus breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And then that blonde haired lady.
Yeah.
She,
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I wasn't really paying attention to a lot of the celebrities, which I usually don't
call them celebrities. Joe.
That's the talent, Tom. Yeah. The people that the attendees go to see, because they don't go to fucking see us. We're afterthoughts, you know.
A couple people come to see me.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple people come to see you, Tom. That Leslie Easterbrook. I mean, she was in Police Academy. What's her connection to horror?
I don't know who that is.
She was like the, not drill instructor. Well, she pretty much was a drill instructor in like the first four or five Police Academy movies. But she came to the table to buy a few things, and she still looks pretty, man. She's got, well, obviously had a lot of work done, but man, if that's what it takes to keep working, fuck it, right?
No, you should never have to do that kind of thing for people to accept you, Joe, ever.
It's
people
a Hollywood
should love you who you
that's
are.
That's the way it goes.
Fucking Holly weird, that's what I say.
Yeah, you shit. Way too much.
I know. Sorry. So what'd you watch?
I watched The Wisher, a.k.a. Spliced. This is about a teenage girl who gets night terrors. She can't sleep, but she loves to watch horror movies. So she goes watch this one horror movie that really fucks her up. She starts to like vomit while the movie's going on, because we learn later that it's got some kind of subliminals or something. You know, there's like, I don't know, demonic symbols spliced in between the frames, and it's making people kill other people. But with her, the Wisher comes to follow her, and whenever she wishes like somebody would get hurt or something, it fucking happens, because the Wisher, who is a guy with a robe, like a cheap Halloween monk robe or something, and just like corpse paint like a really shitty metal band. And it's a decent flick. It's all right, aside from the killer. The killer looks like shit. But it's like, hey, this is all right, man. This movie probably could have been like one of these other shitty movies that people follow. But they didn't put any effort into the killer or the kills. But it was decent. I dug it. It was on this three-pack that that James and Lydia gave me as like one of those white elephant gifts at some Christmas party. But and it has Blood Gnome, which I'm going to watch this week, and Satan's Little Helper. But they fucking kept that one, I just learned. They kept that disc and left me these two other fucking turds. That's
well, Joe, if you like Satan's Little Helper, you got to watch the episode that Kyle filled in for you because he picked that movie to watch. And for that, fuck you, Kyle.
It's a good movie, man.
No, it is not a good movie. It's a good movie if you want to make fun of a little retarded boy, which I do not want to.
It's one of Lieberman's best. It has a
Joe Lieberman
than most of the other fucking slasher movies. He takes out a town, man. Yeah. You just don't understand cinema, Tom. That's why you left it behind you.
It's in the old rear view mirror, as they say.
Yeah. But yeah, The Witcher. That was good. What did you watch, Tom?
Well, I had a question about The Witcher, actually.
Wisher.
Yes. Does anybody fuck their own butt in it?
No. That's a Wishmaster.
Two.
He's got master in his name, so it's like BDSM stuff like that. Fuck your own ass.
You know? Oh, shit. I watched The Telephone Book. You ever heard of this one?
No.
This is a movie that looks like it was made in the 50s, but it was actually made in the 70s. It's black and white. It's about a woman who falls in love with a guy who calls her up and does the equivalent of penis, 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 and hangs up. So now she's on a fucking hunt to find this guy with the magical telephone calls who just says filthy fucking things to her and then hangs up. And it turns out it's this real shy guy in a pig mask. And the last 10 minutes or so is a really not great like sex cartoon thing. It's probably the most fucking ridiculous movie I've ever seen. Worth a watch for sure. I might watch it again, but when Vinegar Syndrome site goes back up, I'm going to see if that slipcover sold out and if it is going right the fuck on eBay.
There you go.
But it's definitely worth a watch if you can deal with like old-timey black and white shit, and it's just ridiculous for the sake of being ridiculous. Like, she goes on the hunt for this guy, and it leads her to all these different people who lead her to the next person. So it's one of those kind of movies. I guess one of the guys who started out writing for Saturday Night Live made it before he was on there. It's okay. But again, it's another one of these things Vinegar Syndrome puts out. So
Telephone Book. Yeah. That's the name of it. Okay.
So just proceed with caution. Like all Vinegar's, most Vinegar Syndrome titles proceed with caution. Except if it's like Jack Frost or the Rudy Ray Moore movies. Then get those motherfuckers down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you watch, Joe?
Huh? Pootie Tang.
Oh, shit. Now I gotta go.
Yeah, I rewatched Pootie Tang. It'd been many years. It's not as funny as I remember, but it's still goofy, fun. You know, I got some laughs out of it. For those of you who haven't seen it, this is it's a black superhero movie. Because he's a superhero. He's got this fancy belt that he can hit people with. That he learned these skills from his daddy. But then he has a white woman come and corrupt him, and he loses that belt skill. But yeah, if you've seen it, you know what you're in for. It's just like him just talking nonsense. Was it a bit on Saturday Night Live? Because I wasn't watching Saturday Night Live at that time.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Louis C.K. wrote it.
Yeah, Louis C.K. wrote and directed it, which, I mean, when I first saw it, I didn't know who the fuck Louis C.K. was. But now I do, because, you know, he does that thing where he jacks off in front of women he invites to his office. But, yeah, kind of odd that this, you know. But then again, I guess all the black movies at the time were written and directed by white dudes, except for Rudy Ray Moore and who's the other guy? I don't know. It'll come to me after a while.
Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah, Van Peebles. There you go.
I like how you called his hotel room his office.
Yeah. I'd recommend this movie. It's on Netflix. I don't recommend buying it, you know, but just watch it wherever you can for free.
Yeah, I was never a fan. I would go with Undercover Brother.
That's a good
kinda,
one.
It's kind of in the same realm.
Mm-hmm. Came out at the same time, I think.
Did it?
On the same day.
Same year?
Yep.
Oh, okay. You ever seen The Exorcist?
Yes.
What'd you think of it, Joe? Scariest movie of all time?
Maybe when I was like 10 or something like that, you know, when I might have been, you know, I was Catholic and they taught you to be scared of the devil, you know, but now it's, I mean, it's still good. It's got some good acting, but I don't really particularly find it scary anymore. I think some of the shit she says is funny.
What, like, lick me, lick
yeah.
me to her mother, and then she shoves her head into her vagina, which, mm-hmm. you know what? Fuck what you guys think. In my book, she's a pedophile for that. Not only the character in the movie, but the actress in real life, too. Fuck it. All of them. Anybody who watched it. And, oh my God. That means I own CP.
You do.
Anybody want to buy? No, you can't sell that. I guess I just got to throw my copy of The Exorcist away.
You own it in high definition.
The phone isn't ringing. Son of a bitch. No. Wait, do I? Fuck, I did get the Blu-ray. God damn it. I got to burn my Amazon account. Damn it. Yeah, I watched The Exorcist, I don't know, many, many years ago. I don't know how many years ago, but a few. But I did see it when I think that was the first horror movie I've seen. I was at my buddy's house, and then he's like, "Oh, I gotta show you the scariest movie ever." And then the fucking Captain Howdy face like, flashed on the screen or whatever, and I went, "Woo!" Ran out of the room crying. Fucking fruit. And I was like fucking 5 or 7 or something. Still. It's just, fuck. This looks like fucking some guy from Twisted running out of the fucking...
Well, where do you think they got the idea from?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Kiss.
Yes.
Fucking Love Gun, motherfucker. Pew, 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 pew. Right?
Yes, yes.
Oh. But, yeah, I didn't watch the movie. I watched the... documentary of the making of the movie. You know me, Joe.
I How like long is that shit?
Not as long as I would have hoped. It was all right. Could have been longer. This is an older release too. This isn't a new one. This is the director's cut Blu-ray, whatever it was. I guess at the time it was never before seen footage shot from this set. And I mean that shit was cool just seeing how they did some stuff and whatever, but it was cool.
This is one of the movies because I bought it. Fuck, it wasn't in a box set, but it was just The Exorcist. But years back, you know, we're talking like 15, maybe 20 years back. I don't know, but it's one of the movies that turned me off of audio commentaries because I tried listening to freaking and all he's doing is describing what the fuck you're watching. Oh, and now if she's walking to the counter and she's going to get a glass of water, you know, he doesn't tell you anything fucking insightful. about the movie, and he's just got this monotone voice, and it's a fuck this, man. Fuck audio commentaries.
You just reminded me that, yes, you did watch The Exorcist, but you watched it with the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you nailed that shit on the fucking head. It was background noise, but, oh, and yes, in this scene, then da 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 da. Okay. Okay.
We got real extras, Afghanistanians, while we were here in Afghanistan.
They wanted to learn to make fake blood, so we teach them make fake blood.
Fucking
like, yeah, I don't know why I made him talk like that. Sorry for that very offensive Italian caricature. So yeah, it's all right. I got this because I picked up the Exorcist 2 and the Exorcist 3 when Amazon had their competing sale with Target. So I was like, if I'm getting fucking these, might as well get that.
Yeah, 2, that's a piece of shit, but it's got some funny scenes in it. That scene where she's tap dancing just fucking cracks me up. But yeah, that's John Borman, man, that fucking directed that. The guy that directed Excalibur, he directed that piece of shit where you have like moth vision or something. Locust.
Hell yeah. I used to be possessed by a demon, but I'm okay now. She gives a fucking delivery like fucking Bradley from Basket Case.
She was
all we're better now,
I think, and fucking Rick James. So
that's my boy though, Linda Blair, except Hell Knight. That shit sucks. Fucking prick. Man, fucking I think conventions going forward, I'm gonna raise my prices. Like I don't really go and buy shit. But there was a couple items, like this dude was selling those shadow boxes we talked about. I don't know. Maybe it was 14 inches by 4, and it was a Savage Streets one. And I was like, hey, Lori, go ask him how much he wants for that. $80 for some shit he printed off the internet and stuck in a fucking frame.
Does he not have prices on his shit? Because I didn't look. I mean, that's...
No, I just don't really want to ask people. Yeah. I'd rather have somebody else deal with that and then come back and let me know. And then I seen some dude had the complete series of Monsters, which is a whatever show, but it would be something good to have on in the background. Like, oh, this week it was 4 episodes of Monsters. They were whatever. Fucking $300. Fuck off with that shit, you fucking idiot.
I think I know who, had that because...
The Comic Shop.
Yeah, had some good shit, but it's like, I'm not paying $50 for this movie. What are you, crazy?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. One thing I'll say about this show is I don't spend a lot of money. You know, because a lot of the vendors don't have stuff that interests me. There was one guy that had some Dio stuff, and I picked up a VHS. And this other guy had a bunch of bootlegs from concerts, but I found like one that he had that was legit, and that was only like $10. So, yeah, he wasn't trying to pawn it off for $70 because it's a collector's whatever. It is actually, but it's even then it's not worth fucking $70.
Nah. And realistically, who's gonna fucking buy it?
Yeah.
Either sell it for a reasonable price, a fair price,
right? Yeah, fair price, you know,
make a couple bucks,
and you can take high-end items, you know, but your whole fucking inventory shouldn't be high-end items if you want to make money. You know, have something that the fucking average person can afford and doesn't feel bad spending their fucking week salary on.
Yep. Yeah, you definitely gotta give people something worth their money. But man, I think I might just be doing shit a little too low. But that's okay. I'll be dead soon because of the virus.
The virus, you're in the corner.
Well, Joe, I was, I was doing some hanging with the Tromos. One I forgot to talk about last week, which I specifically watched for last week was Father's Day. God damn it. It's by the people who did Astron 6. They did that Psycho Goreman fucking bullshit. The editor and Manborg, which none of those movies I like, but what's it called? Father's Day is pretty fucking funny. It's about a killer who goes around fucking fathers in the ass because it's a classy picture. It's like a slasher movie and fucking a team fucking of what are they called? Mismatched odd couple. What the fuck am I looking for? A team with different people on it that come together to do a cause, that kind of fucking thing. So they go and take on the fuck Manicus, which is this guy, I guess, who's possessed by the devil going around fucking fathers in the ass to death. So you got to worry about this guy. Luckily, I don't.
When did this shit come out?
Oh, let's say 10 to 15 years ago. It's not an in-house trauma movie.
Okay, so again, it's one of these trauma movies that was in Best Buy.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like a 14-disc thing, too. It's weird. I have no idea why this fucking release has so many fucking discs to it. There's like fucking two DVDs, a Blu-ray, a soundtrack. A fucking like, it's a heavy fucking thing. It's worth watching. I don't know. I know you're giggling and all this shit, but I don't know if I'd recommend it to you.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Maybe watch the trailer before you actually go and think about watching it.
All right.
But it has some funny stuff in it. I think something happened because, I mean, this is like a big release and they were pushing it hard. Like they were going to put more of their stuff out. But I think something happened because it's trauma. And where they're just like, all right, we're going to go over here now. So I think it was one of those things. But yeah, I would recommend it. Not to everybody. If you like trauma shit, this is like a higher end or a high end trauma movie. It would, I don't know what to compare it to, but think of a good movie that was influenced by trauma that trauma didn't release. If that makes sense. It says, oh, wow, this is from trauma. This is actually decent quality. Crazy. And then I watched, pardon me, Farts of Darkness, The Making of Terror Firmer. Not a big fan of Terror Firmer. It has a lot of nostalgia for me because this is one of the first actual trauma movies I've seen. Not just a stupid fucking kid watching the Toxic Crusaders. Like it was a fucking good cartoon when it was, in fact, fucking terrible. Awful, awful fucking garbage. But, like, that couple years in time, fucking Terror Firmer, Toxic Avenger 2, Poultrygeist, man, those discs have really good making of fucking documentaries of the movies on there. The movies, I mean, I can't really recommend. If you like trauma of that era, then go check it out. But the documentaries are where it's at. And if you're into documentaries about making movies and shit, highly recommend those three. Apocalypse Now, I think that's the Toxic Avenger 4-1. Poultrygeist, I can't remember. Fucking Chicken Fuckers or whatever the fuck they want to call their shit. And then Farts of Darkness. So yeah, I definitely recommend the documentaries. The movies, not so much. So tune in next week when I hang out with a couple more tromos. Won't you anything else doubt?
I did not.
Well, fuck, Joe. It's been one hell of a fucking summer.
It has. It has. It's getting hot in here.
Fuck.
It's my nuts like, stink. It's like fucking hell on earth.
Oh, fuck. We just skip the bullshit and talk about the fucking idiot with the CDs in his head or what?
Hellraiser 3. Prior to rewatching this, I would have said this is the worst one, that this movie is really fucking dumb. And it is. It's really fucking dumb, but I got a lot of entertainment out of it this go round, man. It was just stupid fun. The mattress from the old movie is not in this, but help, Pinhead, he's in a fucking
water. But what is in this, Joe?
Art shit. So they buy Pinhead at a fucking art gallery and take him to the club. You gotta
explain. They don't buy Pinhead.
Oh.
They buy what's supposed to be the same pillar thing from the end of the second movie.
The one made of wood.
Completely, yeah, the one made of wood in the second movie.
With plastic skeletons stuck to it and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the same thing. This one's like ivory or some shit.
Like bronzed, aged bronze.
Maybe. It's got some kind of patina on it to make it look fucking like art or whatever. But the dude, this fancy
club owner
that, you know, gives chicks
douchey mixed bag
and takes him up to the room to fuck him. He gets the pillar.
Takes him up to his office.
His office, yeah. For casting. And then Pinhead's face, you know, starts talking to him. You know, hey, bring me some bitches.
You got to explain that a little better. So in the end of fucking two, Pinhead's face is just kind of sticking out of this pillar because it's fucking, he's trapped in it. So he cuts his hand on something, or something happens where his blood or somebody's blood gets on this pillar and it brings Pinhead to life a little bit. So now he's like this head stuck in a wall, like, hey, buddy, over here.
Look at me. Touristy things that they have where you could stick your head through and like yeah. You're a mermaid or some shit. That's what Pinhead is in this movie.
It's Rusty Venture stuck in a wall. So he's just fucking stupid asshole face man stuck in a wall. Hey, bring me bitch blood. I need to come back to life. And fucking he brings this girl up there to fuck. And then Pinhead's watching. And she looks, oh, my God. And then he sucks the skin right off of her. It's like reptile level CGI from the first Mortal Kombat movie. But after all that garbage, whatever Photoshop stuff goes into Pinhead's mouth, the makeup looks pretty cool when all their skin's off.
Yeah. At the same time, we're following the story of this reporter who can't catch a break with her stories, but she stumbles into the whole Pinhead world and she's trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. And
how does she stumble into this world, Joe?
At the hospital, you know, she's just there at the hospital and like fucking they wheel in this guy with chains on the fucking gurney and like. I don't know, the fucking Pinhead world like sucks him up from the fucking gurney and the chains are floating around.
Yeah. Just rips him in half. Yeah. And then fucking the random hooker who brought him in just looks up and says, oh, gotta go. Bye.
And we're also given some backstory on Pinhead, the fucking British commandeer, or whatever the fuck he is.
Cum eater.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's one thing. When Lisa started watching it with me, she goes, hey, they didn't film this in Britain. These people, you can actually look at them for a little bit.
Except that one fuck. Hurry up and slap more makeup on
me. Oh, yeah, but eventually Pinhead gets enough blood to where he can go to the club.
Where he can get out of the wall.
And start fucking people up. Like, he can make people's drinks float, turn into ice. It's like a fucking ice spear, and it just fucking kills a bitch.
Oh, he's Lin Kuei, huh? Nice.
Yeah, so he kills some people, and in the process makes more Cenobites, because you can do that, apparently, just like that. Like, hey, I'm going to turn you into a Cenobite.
And they're all automatically more powerful than all the Cenobites before them, like Dr. Chouinard.
Mm-hmm. So you got the DJ Cenobite, we'll call Compact Disc. He's got CDs stuck in his head, and he can pull those out and throw them. But he also he moves like he's a changer. He does the like you're opening up your CD player. He makes that noise. That's the guy right there.
Like, look at his fucking mouth. I know it's supposed to be like, oh, it's where the CD goes in. But just come on, look at it.
Yeah, the mouth looks like something out of Sesame Street for sure.
Like, you're supposed to be scared of this thing, and it's the dumbest, fucking, silliest looking shit. It's just, I'm big smiling guy.
The reporter's buddy, the cameraman, he turns into camera head Cenobite. I don't know. He's got the fucking little lens sticking out.
And ready for your close up.
Yeah, they come in with the one-liners on this shit. Does he shoot lasers out of that thing? I don't remember.
No, it just fucking goes out.
It just zooms in?
Yeah, you know, it just fucking go. You know, it actually extends like the cameras do.
Yeah, like a telescopic lens or whatever the fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, the Hulk Hogan camera guy. He has that fucking mustache. Thanks, Mike.
He has the very June month mustache.
Yeah, and then I don't fucking even remember how this one ends. It was funny.
The fucking building turns into a fucking puzzle box.
Yeah, she sends the Cenobites back because she figures out the puzzle just like everybody else can.
Except fucking Dr. Chouinard, that stupid asshole son of a motherfucker
with your PhDs and everything. Yeah, and then this... this reporter chick, she drops it into a concrete thing, building block, and then the whole building is a big fucking puzzle. It's great. I had more fun watching this one than I had part two. Part two is just a piece of shit.
Yeah, this is if you're looking for a bad but fun movie, this is it. Out of so far, I can't think of like a Halloween or Jason movie that's like on the level of the fuck were you guys thinking? what the fuck is going on here? But if you want like a franchise, this is like on the level of Leprechaun, I would say, which it really shouldn't, because these Cenobites are supposed to be big scary hell monsters. You shouldn't be laughing with the smiling dickhead with the fucking DVD sticking out the top of his fucking head. Very, very of its time. This is another very of its time fucking movie. This one, they just threw Clive Barker some money and said, shut the fuck up. We're making the best movie ever.
There's a scene where fucking human Pinhead is talking to the reporter, and he's like, it's a whole rehash of part one and two. So they ate up some time just by showing clips of that movie. But he's saying, explaining to her, a friend saved my humanity. Kirsty, she wasn't your fucking friend. She's in a cameo on it too, I guess, to fucking have some connection to the old movies. But yeah, this movie, from movie to movie, they seem to do whatever the fuck they want. You know, they establish these rules and then they just toss them out. Who gives a fuck, you know? Yeah. We're just making Cenobites left and right.
Can't wait to see which new ones pop up. Maybe we'll have like a Siamese twin or a dog.
Maybe.
Or something.
Yeah. No, they're probably going to follow it up with that building. They can't leave us hanging on that.
You're right.
Probably going to be the story of that building in the next one.
It's Pinhead Takes Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's scary.
So, I mean, I would recommend this under the right circumstances.
It is streaming on Tubi, I think. Tubi or the Roku. No, Crackle is where I watched it. So it's got commercials, but fuck it. Don't pay for it. Just watch the shit.
Then when you're done with that, you can watch the David Faustino web series on Crackle.
On Crackle. Okay. Is it a Crackle original?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure is, Joe. Sure is. Whoa, Bundy. So I have written down next week we're going to talk about Hellraiser 4. But do you know which one that actually is?
That's Hellraiser Bloodline.
Okay, so let me write that down just so I watch the right one. Yeah,
after that, I'm going to have to go to the fucking Wikipedia or something to find out the order of them. Because I think
Inferno's next.
Well, those all came out on the same day, like all 3D. There you go.
No, when you get a couple more, and then it's just like one did come out like a month after each other, like really quick. I think they go to Mexico, and then the next week they're stuck in the computer or some shit.
Yeah, the computer, Hellworld or something. I don't know.
I didn't see those, but I heard about them, and that's why.
Yeah, I think I've seen them. Inferno, I don't mind, or at least I didn't then. We'll see. I did change my. I never liked two. Never liked it. Three, I fucking hated. Now, it's just fun. It's just stupid fun.
Yeah, three is about what I remember. I liked it just because it's fucking dumb and it sucks. But yeah, after this one, I kind of stopped giving a fuck about a Hellraiser. In the time we've been doing this podcast, I know I went back and watched the one in space and the most recent one. But other than that, I haven't seen Inferno or any other of those fucking dimensions straight to DVD.
I was picking them all up as soon as they hit the Walmart.
That means you paid over $15 for them.
No, they were like $9.99.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bloodlines, the one in space?
Yeah.
Okay.
Space Blazer.
It's not really the one in space, from what I remember. It's the fucking old-timey one, but it's always called the one in space.
It's in space, but he's telling the story, and it goes back in time to fucking...
To like Civil War, Revolutionary.
French Civil War, yeah. Revolution, yeah.
And they spend way more time in that than in space, from what I remember.
Right, I remember some real shitty digital effects at the end, like a fucking, I don't know.
Bitch getting her fucking skin sucked off.
Oh, let me suck you.
Fuck. Yeah.
Oh, and Motorhead. There's Motorhead on the side.
Oh, this is the one with the Hellraiser!
Triumph also on the soundtrack, so I'm guessing they filmed in Canada. And then they got a bunch of industrial bands, which I never give a fuck about that whole scene or that music. You know, fucking KD, whatever the fuck, Skinny Puppy, fuck all those bands.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about that shit.
You're lucky.
Damn, running with a hatchet, that ain't me, dog.
Lotus and what have you. You feel me, right?
Yeah.
I bet you don't. Oh, you do. Excuse me, then.
Hey, you like comic books?
Not anymore, Joe. I haven't for a while now.
Spider-Man, Amazing Spider, what is this, 69? Issue 69? When we left Spider-Man last time, he was using his spider sense to track the Kingpin, who had just stolen a tablet that he was going to learn all the secrets of the universe with.
Not just any tablet, but an old as fuck clay tablet.
Yeah. Even more important than the Dead Sea Scrolls. Like, people learned a lot of shit from that. Get the fuck out of here. This issue, aside from a couple of pages that are trying to be socially conscious, and, you know, it's Stan Lee trying to write from the black perspective, you know, and how...
Please, they're so poor and so black.
We got a little scene with Gwen Stacy slapping a dude. And
we're your little bitch boyfriend.
And everybody's turning to her dad for like, hey, what are you going to do about it? He's not even a cop. You know, he's fucking retired and everybody's going to him for. But the rest of the issue is just a fight scene, a big fight scene with Spider-Man's and the Kingpin. And this is probably the best art John Romita's had on this run so far. I thought the art was really good. he doesn't draw the Kingpin here looking like just a fat tub of shit. He looks like an imposing motherfucker. It's just good. The art's good. The fucking fight scene is just kind of dumb, you know, and it's purposeless, but whatever, you know. Spider-Man's wins, kinda, and recovers the fucking tablet and's taking it to the cops, but the fucking Kingpin, what did he do? He set him up. Oh, my partner Spider-Man's, he has the tablet and he's gonna fucking get it away from here. Y'all can't prove anything. And the cops, oh shit, Jonah Jameson was right. And they start shooting at Spider-Man's. And now at the last splash page, Spider-Man's, that's it. I'll be good no more. I'm going to use my power for, I don't know, misdeeds, you know, misdemeanors and shit. That's it.
Yeah, we'll think he said that.
Something like that.
I'm not going to worry about people calling me a menace anymore. I'm just going to do me. Fuck you. It's the Allah Zooey Lou. And then the comic book burnt up in my hands. I was like, what the fuck? Shit was worth like fucking $800.
Yeah. Could have sold it for $16 at the fucking show.
No, I would have placed it at $1,400.
Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a deal at $1,200.
Plus tax. Mm-hmm. You are paying with your card after right. all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking hate comic books, Joe. It's just, it's the same shit over and over.
Well, we'll get to that because I've been reading Spider-Man Noir, but we'll talk about that next month, next week. Yeah.
Sorry, dog.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Nicolas Cage voices him in the Spider-Verse movie. He's the worst part of it. But I hate fucking, I've grown to fucking hate Nicolas Cage. So
did they do more than one of these comics?
I yeah, like I'm keeping up with fucking Spider-Man Noir.
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know what you read.
I read the original Spider-Man Noir, fucking Venom, dog.
What you fucking read when you go through the comic book drive-through?
Yeah, I fucking, shit, I should probably go and fucking pick my shit up. It's been a minute. Here's your money for shit I haven't read in years. Enjoy.
They're sitting there waiting to fucking pay the light bill.
You got my credit card number, dog. Just run it and I'll pick it up whenever. Throw it away. Yeah, I just don't have time for that shit anymore. I really should go and fucking cancel it. But support your local comic shop.
I'm doing it, reading a lot of this shit for the same reason that I'm watching a lot of the movies that I have on DVD to see what the fuck is going to go and what's going to stay.
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
And a lot of those old Spider-Mans.
Goodbye.
Yeah. There's some kind of retro show that's down the street from my house next month. Oh, or at the end of this month that I'm going to take that shit to and just price it to sell. And it'll be other dealers, you know, coming up. Hey, can you do a deal? I said, no, fuck you, dude. The fuck out of here. You know what this is worth. It's already fucking priced.
Yep.
Good enough.
It's mostly a couple bucks cheaper just because you want to fucking get rid of the shit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple. Well, I mean, not a couple. I got the fucking run, but I'm going to bring a couple of the sought-after issues of Venom. Well, first, I'm going to say I'm going to try and get a Comic Palooza pass because Donnie Cates and Ryan Stegman's going to be there. So I'm going to get them to sign a couple of the hard-to-find Venom issues. And then eBay, I got to get rid of shit. Let me just make the money back I spent on this shit. I'll never fucking read. Please. Like I said, if I still had a video store around, I'd probably be doing the same thing where I'd just order a couple movies every month just so they'd still be around.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely support your comic shop or whatever. I mean, well, if they're cool dudes at work, some of them are filled with pricks and, you know, fuck those stores, you know, but if they're actually like fucking friendly, which seems to be a big issue. Like the comic book dealers have a fucking hard time being friendly to people.
Well, they're big fat autistics.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Like me.
You know, it's not the way you run a business, but you don't have fucking people come into your house every day, you know, to buy your shit. You know,
yeah.
You know, you can be.
No, they do. They always light up my phone. You sell me a forever face, please. You got any around? Come on. I still fucking get that shit. I'm not going to sell you a fucking forever face. Go to the goddamn website and get one when you can. I'm sorry.
Hey,
doing the best I can.
Do you have any used masks or slightly damaged masks that you could sell? I'm going to get a beer while you tell them that.
Yeah. So a dude comes up to the table, checking a mask out, fucking puts it on and shit, which was already like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, pretty good. How much is it? Oh, you know. Oh, well, all right. Well, I mean, what do you need to get this mask? Like, what's going on? What would be reasonable to you? Oh, I don't know. You got anything, you know, it's broken or slightly used, maybe 10, 15 bucks. Bye. Then I shot him in the head.
True story, except for that last part.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, everyone's fucking different. You don't know what's going around in people's brains and shit. Live and let live, man.
Yeah, you shouldn't have put that mask right on right after he took it off. He wouldn't be sick right now.
I shouldn't have touched it. I should have kicked him in the dick till his head exploded. No, but seriously, dude, it was this side that my sinuses was fucked up. It still is. And this side that the droplet went. Like, I know exactly what the fuck. And I'm just like, just no selling it. I'm good at no selling shit because I didn't want to be like, oh, damn motherfucker. People are all weird about shit. But I fucking knew it. I was just like, God damn it. I was going to say his name. I was going to say, oh, God damn it, Joe from the Horrorholics.
Grab fucking Charlie's bottle of Kentucky Rye or whatever it is.
Yeah. It was like, ah, fucking game over, man. Fucking prick. That's all right. He paid me to make a mask for him, so I'm going to fucking shoot a load in there and say, all right, got you, you fuck. Even if you didn't fucking put it on, you still touched my cum.
Boy God version.
But no, I'm not going to do that. Oh, shit. Mm. So what are we up to? A very, very terrible list that I want to apologize right now for. Sorry, dogs. My bad. My bad. Maybe we got a little creative. I don't know what the fuck Joe did.
I didn't get very creative. Yeah.
With farming movies, honorable this mentions. Is,
yeah, farming movies. The fucking oldest profession, they say.
Fucking.
My honorable mentions are Motel Hell. Because they're farming people, you know. I've got Field of Dreams. If you like baseball movies,
just farming dreams
on a farm. Signs with Mel Gibson right before he went crazy on his girlfriend.
It's because he's gonna put all you motherfuckers in the Rose Garden.
About yeah, he is not crazy about Jews or blacks or fucking anybody. That's not Australian. I don't know. Then I've got Mr. Majestic, where Charles Bronson is a veteran that comes back and just wants to farm watermelons, but the mob fucking hates watermelons.
Fucking prick.
Mm-hmm. Then I got the urban classic, White Boys, about a guy that just wants to learn how to sell drugs and be a rapper. Good movie.
Some would say the best, Joe.
Yep. Has this whole scene where he's like fucking rapping in the cornfields and fucking the bitches on top of tractors and everything. And, you know, he's bopping around, shaking that money, you know.
Mm. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I have Motel Hell, where they're farming people, you see. And then I have Mr. Majestic, where they're farming watermelons, you see. And then I have Babe, because it's on a farm, you see. And then I have Slash, which I really seemed to like back in the day when it came out, 2004-ish, maybe before, maybe. Should probably go back and rewatch it and be like, oh, this sucks a fucking dick. So maybe I shouldn't go back and watch it. And then finally, I have Godzilla versus Biollante. This is the one where he fights the hybrid him, dead girl, and plant. Genetic farming, Joe. Number 10.
I have Of Mice and Men, about a guy and his retarded buddy, and they go and work on a farm. It doesn't matter which version. They're all good. But I like the one, the made-for-TV one from the 70s with Robert Blake, that murdering fuck, and Randy Quaid, that conspiracy fuck.
A Star Whackers. Lon Chaney Jr. all the way, dog.
That's a good one, too.
The best. The best. Fuck the book, though.
It's a short book. Hey, Steinbeck, man.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Fuck him!
It's like 90 pages or something.
Fuck him! Where's the pictures? Where's the fucking Spider-Mans? I have black sheep because they're farming sheep or it's on a farm. You'll never know. Chris Farley's in it. Maybe. Not that one, you fuck. It's the one from New Zealand.
And you know what? I could never finish that one.
Because so it's not for you.
When I come across it, that's going to end up in the box. I don't even have to rewatch it. You know, because I know I still have it somewhere, but it's gone. Fuck it. Fuck that movie.
Number 9.
At number 9, I have the other John Steinbeck classic, The Grapes of Wrath. Great fucking movie.
I have a movie about genetic farming, also known as genetic engineering, and that is Jurassic Park.
Hmm.
Meow, meow, meow. Oh, no, we'll get kicked off YouTube. I sing too well. Sorry. Number 8.
Number 8, I have the Gladiator classic, Gladiator. Because he has a farm at the beginning, but then the emperor burns it down, rapes his wife, and probably rapes his son, too, because they're Romans. But
goddamn Catholics.
Gladiator.
Oh, more like gladiate him, huh?
Uh-huh.
Number 8, the Mike Judge classic, Idiocracy. They have to find out why their crops won't grow. Spoiler alert, it's because they're spraying it with Gatorade instead of water. Because they're all fucking dumb, and that's the point of the movie. Number 7.
Number 7, I have Unforgiven, because at the beginning, he's farming. Wants to be a farmer, but he sucks at it, so I have to go back to killing.
Well, my number 7's Pimps Up, Hoes Down, because they got hoes in it. No, it's not. I have Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams, because they're growing marijuana. And yes, that's right, it was called Brando, and it was what plants crave.
Yeah.
Idiocracy.
And it's covered up by a thing that looks like a pool. And they have a scene where he's swimming. Tricking
the ladder.
Yeah. It's the only scene I remember from that fucking movie.
It's good. They got the push pops with the weed in it.
Yeah.
And Stacy Keach turns into a lizard.
That's right. God damn.
Yeah, they're good shit. Can't wait for the fucking box set to come out. Somebody, please release a fucking Cheech and Chong box set.
I think I saw it in the theater.
Of course you are. You're about to turn 87 Wednesday.
No, they would just, in Kingsville, they would let you into whatever the fuck. Yeah, if you got $3, yeah, okay, go ahead.
They can get in there. You fuck free of charge.
At number six, I have Babe. That pig works a farm. It's really a ranching movie, but fuck it. You know, most people don't know the difference.
I sure don't. When I searched farm movies, that popped up. So
you're like, fuck, this is harder than I thought. So much for being silly.
Before you reminded me of fucking Mr. Majestic, Veggie Tales was on an honorable mentions.
No matter how many times I said it this weekend, Toxic Zombies did not make my list.
Oh, shit. What are we on?
Six. You're number six.
Well, this was one of my favorite movies, or my favorite movie, maybe. Maybe one of them. I don't know. Whatever the fuck year came out, it was on the list. And that is Okja, the movie about the super pig who was genetically farmed.
I still haven't seen that one.
Yeah, you won't like it. No, you will. It's about a boy and his dog, but it's a girl and a genetically mutated hippo piggy thing. It's good. I like it. Enough to be number six on this farming list, whatever the fuck that is. Number five, Joe.
At number five, I have the Seven Samurai, where these farmers that are getting hassled by, I don't know, some fucking militia or gang or whatever the fuck, get Seven Samurai to help them out. It was remade as The Magnificent Seven. Also remade as World Gone Wild. Also remade as A Bug's Life. Also remade. It's been remade I don't know how many fucking times.
I have the Killer Tomatoes. Pick one. They're tomatoes, you fuck.
Somebody had to farm them.
Yes. Number four.
They're fruits, you know.
Hey, can I have a beer?
Sure. Yeah, right. At number
four. Put your giant hands in there and grab one, my man.
At number four.
You got your belly pierced, bro? All right. I'll allow it. Let people be people, man.
I have Creepshow at number four. Because Jordy Verrill lives on a farm.
E-I-E-I-O. Mm-hmm. And he was growing weed on his balls, on his dick, and in his ears. Yeah, that probably would have made it. I think I had it on there, but I was like, fucking prick. Blah, blah, blah. Number four, Tropic Thunder, because he's a lead farmer, motherfucker. That's right. Number three.
At number three, I have Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? They're working the fields at the beginning before they break out.
All right, now let's hear it. Since my voice is all fucked up, sing it, Joe.
Oh, death. That one?
The main song from the movie.
Oh. Brother.
Good.
I am a man. Something.
Maybe that's the Billbillies. I don't know.
I think that is. Some good shit. Good shit.
Hey, my number three takes place on a farm, Joe. Also happens to be a part three. That's Friday the 13th, part three. Finally fucking made one.
Yeah, that whole farmhouse that they were
at. Yeah, it sure is.
Okay.
It came up when I looked up farm movies, dog. Don't blame the internet.
They're in a barn. She has a pitchfork and shit. Yeah, that works.
There's grass.
Mm-hmm.
Both kinds. Crab and the one you smoke. Number two.
The Wicker Man.
Mm.
It's a whole farming community, and they got to sacrifice to the fucking old gods if they want those crops to come in. The Wicker Man.
The new one or the old one?
I haven't seen the new one.
It's good. It's got Nicolas Cage in it.
I need to what?
No, please. I have another Cheech and Chong movie, and that's their next movie. Because strawberries grow in that weeds. Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Yeah.
It's Peach, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, it's my dick. This is it. Number one. The amount of people we still got left watching.
At number one, I have The Witch. Which should have been fucking no brain. They're farming and shit, not doing a good job of it, but they're farming. Great movie. Great movie.
Shout out to Lisa for letting you know it counted.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. Because I would have forgot.
My number one is a classic. Not only is it a classic, but it's a fucking classic. And that's How High. In it, Silas is growing marijuana. That's it. This was sorry, dogs. Hopefully, Joe's gonna say something better.
I don't know. Have we done war movies?
Well, if we haven't, I guess we are gonna do it next week. And if we have, go back and listen and compare the lists.
Yeah, because it's probably not the same because we don't know what the fuck we're doing from week to week.
Nope.
We're gonna do war movies in recognition of the 4th of July, which happens to take place on a Sunday. Fucking up the schedule yet again.
So are you going to be able to do it?
I don't know. We may have plans. I kind of don't want to have plans, but we'll see.
We will, Joe. We will. So, hey, once again, thanks to the Houston Horrific Festival of Fright Films for having us. Putting on a fantastic show and making it possible for other Joe to spit in my fucking nose and give me a coronavirus sinus infection or I don't fucking know. Either way, I got something that he's spitting my fucking nose, Joe.
And now you're coughing and sneezing on all the masks.
No, not really. I mean, I feel all right. I mean, I get sinus infections and shit all the time. I just sound like a bigger fucking asshole than normal.
Well, that's what I thought it was when I had corona. But hey, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Like when you said you slowly ease into it and then slowly ease out of it.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, maybe Kyle will be taking over for me next week.
It might be. Shazam.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Neon Black, please, we need you. God damn it. So everybody, go check out Neon Black Reviews on YouTube. And when you're done with that, head on over to dwnproductions.net. Go pick up one of the... Nope, not that one. Fuck. Hit me up if you want one of these. I got a couple purple ones in hand. Ready to go. I just put it on something dusty. So now there's a big dust streak on there. Can you see that? So Kyle, this is your shirt. So you can see it's going to be a little dusty when you fucking get that shit. Awesome. Head on over. No, just hit me up if you want a purple one because I only got a couple in a couple sizes. But go to Fast Custom Shirts to get the black one. Sorry, to get the African-American version. And do it again. Come on now. Sorry for the people just listening. I'm holding up a CD head shirt. He said it was called Compact Disc on the site.
Compact Disc.
So dwnproductions.net. I'd rather you not buy anything right now, but if you do, make it the new fish dick mask, because I would like a shot at repainting another one of those. Because, you know, you paint your first ones, and you're like, all right, well, this is what I can do to improve it. And, you know, you learn stuff from painting. So I would like to paint another one of those, but I'm not going to paint another one myself until I have another show. So there's that. DWNProductions.net. FastCustomShirts.com.
Speaking of shows, I'll be at Kansas City Crypticon at the middle of July. So if you're in that area and I don't know, come to the show, I guess. And yeah, whatever.
Do it. Maybe someone will spit in your fucking nose.
Maybe. Just try not to get that fast. And you laughed at those plastic face guards, didn't you?
No, but I mean, shit. I could definitely see why, like, a lot of people were getting mad that the bars were shut down. Mm-hmm. But now having a drunk getting in my face like that close and spitting in my nose, I can see. You know, I could see why they did it. But, hey, I'm just treating it like it is.
Yeah.
DWNProductions.net. FastCustomShirts.com. BoyGob.com. Fancy Dan on YouTube. DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast on Facebook. Go do all that shit. And when you're done with that shit, go fuck yourself. Boy Gob. Just kidding. Thanks, everybody. Love you. Boy, not God, really. Thanks. Boy Gob. Boy Gob. Boy Gob. Boy Gob. Say it, Joe. Boy Gob. Fuck, I gotta hit it again. Boy Gob.